Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Danita Applewhite, and I'm coming to you straight on. I mean, with a great attitude, just so positive, because this morning I read something this morning from a very good friend of mine to open up the student to teacher radio show. Her name is Jewel Diamond Taylor, and she has been so instrumental in the progress of this work with White Apple Institute. The sponsor of the Student Teacher Show. Jewel writes on her website, please make sure you check this out, all those students out there, the listeners, all you teachers and parents, check this out, donotgiveup.net. Jewel says, think positively, network well, network. Exercise daily. Exercise not only your body but your brain. That's right. Eat healthy. Work hard. Stay strong. Build faith. Worry less. Read more. Be happy. Volunteer freely. Relax often and love always. Wow. Thank you so much, Jewel, for sharing that with us this morning. We come to an interesting bit of breaking news for all of you out there. We have another instance of mental health being portrayed in the news as the culprit of crime and terror and tragedy. But it is not mental illness in itself that is the culprit, because all of us have some imbalances in our brains and our bodies. The culprit is how we take care of it as individuals and as a society. All right, so you may say, what are you talking about? Because if you haven't heard lately, a young lady by the name of Miriam Carey drove her car past barriers in Washington, D.C., stirred up quite a mess there, and she was diagnosed with postpartum depression and postpartum psychosis. And everyone is wondering, what is the difference between the two? And I'm not going to go into it in any detail right now. I just want you to know that the woman, Miriam Carey, with her daughter in the car, a dental hygienist, so that means that she was a student, my friends, she was a student and a mother, is now gone because of some imbalance that happened in her brain that was not addressed adequately. Who the culprit is in that, we don't know. But there's some things that we do need to hold very, very carefully here, as I share this breaking news with you, is that we have to understand the impact that this is making to those of us who have any type of diagnosis. Now, I have